see, can you see, by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket eagle, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
Our core business for the last 31 years has been industrial sewing machines for the apparel and textile industry. Of late, we have a vast network of friends throughout the industry wanting us to locate items that nobody can find, such as hand sanitizer, masks, KN95s, isolation face shields, elastic, and we start to supply these people who are sewing at home, healthcare workers and people like that, hospitals and different ones with these kind of products. You can call me at 205-485-3891. You can send me an email, robert@callyourequipment.com. You can call the office at area code 256-229-6595. You can connect with our business page, Facebook at Call Your Equipment Inc. We're on Instagram under Call Your Equipment. So we've got many sources that you can contact us or send us a message.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to The Mark White Show and another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. And right now, I have on the line with me, I would say a friend now. We've sent people to the Tennessee Aquarium because of Tom, and he is with me on the line right now with the Tennessee Aquarium, Tom Benson. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Tom.
Hey, Mark, it's great to be with you. Thanks for this opportunity.
No, and thank you for the great work that you do with external affairs, helping the Tennessee Aquarium. You do a great service to the community in your work, and I want you to know that. I want you to know that the messages that you send out, the stories that you send out, they are really helping people right now who miss being at the aquarium in person.
Well, thank you. And, you know, we certainly miss having guests here at the aquarium. And oddly enough, some of the animals actually miss the people in the galleries. Penguins, for example, really enjoy watching visitors coming through, and they notice different clothing, the color of T-shirts and jewelry and hairstyles and all of that. And so it's interesting when you go through the galleries now and there aren't any people in there. And when I walk through and they kind of perk up and go, hey, who's here? And they're looking around. So, but our experts are doing a great job of caring for the animals right now. And we have a lot of opportunities for folks to connect with our animals and our experts during this temporary closure.
I will say, Tom, that it was you guys who chose 2020 to be the year of the turtle. So things are going slowly in honor of the turtle, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got a brand new turtle exhibit that we are excited for everybody to come see when it is safe to travel once again. And, you know, we've got a lot of great turtle conservation work. The aquarium is actually on May 1st, celebrating its 28th anniversary. And when it was established, it was meant to do three things. One was to be an economic driver for the Chattanooga area, to bring people to the Chattanooga area, and to be a great resource for the citizens in this community, in this area. And the second was to be a leader in freshwater conservation, and the other was to be an educational resource. And we have so many school groups that visit and so many other opportunities to provide educational resources for teachers to help their science lessons in classrooms. So we've been able to be very successful over 28 years. This pandemic has really kind of put the brakes on the world as we know. And, you know, it'll be a slow recovery process for everybody, but we know that, you know, we've gone through tough times before and we're going to make it through this and we'll do it together. And we're looking forward to that day when we can welcome guests safely back to the Tennessee Aquarium.
It's an honor to be able to talk to you on this special day, May the 1st, which marks 28 years of the Tennessee Aquarium. I was living in Birmingham with my grandparents, and I was 12 years old at the time when the Tennessee Aquarium opened. And I remember my first experience and how amazing it was to see those animals up close in the way that the Tennessee Aquarium offers. And I still have that memory, and we've kept coming back over the years. I've taken my nephew when he was younger, and then my daughter, who's 6 years old. So it's become a generational event for us as a family.
Yeah, it really has. And it's been a place where people come together in a way that they don't do in other settings. I think that there's a tranquil, relaxing setting that allows families to connect in different ways. They enjoy the animals together. They enjoy interacting with our staff and our volunteers. And it is making a lot of special memories and lifelong memories for families. And what the great part is, we've been around long enough where we're starting to see that second, and in some cases, the third generation come through. We have a lot of charter members who were members from day one that were bringing their kids, and now they're coming with their grandkids. And so It's just fantastic to see that kind of cycle repeat itself, because some of those folks who were members when their kids were around and when their kids went off to school, they might have lapsed as members, but now that their kids have kids and they're coming back with their grandchildren and, you know, kind of re-experiencing the aquarium. And we're always trying to do things like the new turtle gallery to keep things fresh and exciting for our visitors and give them reasons to come back and enjoy the aquarium. So right now what we're trying to do, Mark, is be a resource for families and give them opportunities to stay connected with us. And so we've got three live webcams that are right on our website. And if you want to take a peek at our secret reef and watch the sharks and the other tropical fish and our sea turtles swimming around, you can do that. We've got our River Otter Falls web camera, so you can keep an eye on our North American river otters as they're swimming and playing around. And the big one right now is our Penguins Rock web camera. The penguins are in the middle of their breeding season right now. And Mark, guess what? We have a couple of penguin eggs on exhibit right now.
Wow.
Just like you don't want to count your chickens before they hatch. we don't want to count penguins before they hatch. We have had years where we've had a number of eggs in the exhibit and they weren't viable and we did not have any chicks. And that certainly could happen this year, but we're hoping to have a baby penguin or two before the summer is over. And it's always exciting to watch the penguins building their nests and having their social interactions and tending to the eggs. And right now you can watch that on our live web cameras.
Right now we're talking to Tom Benson, who is the Director of External Affairs at the Tennessee Aquarium. We've been talking about the Tennessee Aquarium during this COVID period. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Tom some more about how you can connect with the Tennessee Aquarium during this time and still enjoy some time with your family through the Tennessee Aquarium. I do want to mention before we go to break, the mission of the Tennessee Aquarium is to connect people with nature and empower them to make informed decisions about water and wildlife. Think about that as we go to this break. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And I'm your host, Mark White. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hi, this is Maddie from Mom and Nims.
And this is Amy. Come on out to Mom and Nims and have some ribeye steaks, hamburger steaks, pond-raised catfish, whole fish or fillets, made from scratch, homemade, the best in the world ever, apple pies, fresh desserts.
Y'all come by and see us.
Thank you, Amy and Maddie. I would like to encourage you to go to Mom and Nims in Anderson, Alabama, 256-800-4003. Check them out on Facebook at Mom and Nims, M-A-M-A-N-E-M-S. Just like Mama's cooking, we put the love in it. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
It's bow time. The drive-thru's open, and the food is real deal. Because no matter what else is going on in the world, we all gotta eat. That's why we've got your back with a big bow box that can feed the whole family for just $19.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Southwind Barbershop is currently closed due to COVID-19, but Philip hopes when he reopens, you'll support his business.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
The Alabama Music Hall of Fame is currently closed due to COVID-19, but they hope that you'll make plans to visit them when they reopen.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White, and we are talking to Tom Benson, who is the Director of External Affairs at the Tennessee Aquarium. Today marks 28 years of the Tennessee Aquarium. Of course, many of you know that the Tennessee Aquarium is based in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I know that people have come over the years, Tom, from around the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's great is we've been doing a series of Facebook Live events every day at 1 o'clock Eastern time, Monday through Friday, that is. We do a special feature on one of our animals with one of our experts. So it's like you're there at the aquarium taking a virtual tour with a guide and learning more about animals. Yesterday I was with Kyle McFeeters, who is wading in our Stingray Bay touch tank and feeding horseshoe crabs. And it was a very cool program. And guess what, Mark? We had somebody pop on from England who was watching. And we have had people from Jordan and from the Marshall Islands and Finland and all kinds of different countries popping up on our Facebook live feeds, which has been a lot of fun. And, of course, all over the Southeast as well. So it's great to stay connected. It's fun to be able to offer these opportunities because one of the things that our staff misses is the interactions with our guests. And so this is a great opportunity for them to share their knowledge because they're so passionate about the animals that they care for and sharing that knowledge with everybody because everybody has great questions to ask about these wonderful animals that we have here at the Tennessee Aquarium.
One of the things that I try to encourage people, if they're doing a video, they're doing something that's making a difference. When you look at the numbers of people who are watching, don't think about that. If there's one person who is viewing what you're doing, it's worth the effort. And as you mentioned, you have people across the world who are watching these videos. But if one person, one kid, were watching this program, watching these events, it would be worth the effort that you're making to bring this to households across the world.
Right. And I think that anytime that you have connections with animals and with the natural world, it really improves the behavior of children. There are studies that have shown that environmental education helps inspire them, helps them to be better students, helps them to be better citizens because they, you know, start caring for the natural world around them. And we know now more than ever that that's really important. And you just never know how that's going to impact a child's life. It was interesting today because we were doing a Skype interview with a local TV station with one of our herpetologists, Mackenzie Strickland, in our new turtle nursery part of the Turtles of the World gallery that just opened in March. And Mackenzie was born on May 1st, 1992, the day that the Tennessee Aquarium opened.
Wow.
And she came here on a school trip, fell in love with some of the animals and pursued a degree in biology, and is now a very good part of our team taking care of the turtles that we have here at the Tennessee Aquarium. And she's very involved in some of the conservation work. And so you're not going to hit a home run like that all the time, but we have had instances where somebody came to the Lake Sturgeon Touch Tank, and we had a family from Knoxville. There were three girls that came, and the youngest of the three said that she became enchanted when she touched the lake sturgeon, and they came out to be on one of our lake sturgeon releases, part of our conservation program to restore lake sturgeon in the Tennessee and Cumberland Rivers. And it's great because we have a lot of female scientists on our staff, and so Dr. Anna George who was leading that release, got to help this little girl, Anna Greer, release a lake sturgeon near her home in Knoxville, Tennessee. And who knows, you know, that little girl might become a fish scientist as well someday, or study a career in science. And I think that one of the things that we're able to do here at the Tennessee Aquarium is show people of all kinds that, you know, there are some great opportunities to have a fun and rewarding career in science. And we really need a lot of scientists in the world today. And so if we can help inspire that, that's something that just really makes our day when we hear those stories of people whose, you know, career path may have been changed by a visit to the aquarium.
And as you have mentioned, it's available for families online through social media and other ways. Tom, if you will, share how people can connect with the Tennessee Aquarium during this time.
Yep. If you start with our website, right on the front page, we have a series of boxes right underneath the main banner. One is for our live cameras that I mentioned earlier. The other is for what we're calling Aquarium at Home, and there's all kinds of resources there. So there's coloring pages for kids, activity sheets. There's links to some of our favorite IMAX films that you can stream at home, and more educational resources. And then our award-winning education department has come up with a program called Weekday Wonders. And this is a series of weekly programs, and we've designed this for a couple of reasons. One, we know that we have a lot of caregivers at home right now that are taking care of kids as schools and daycares are closed. We want this to be something that's going to, again, connect them to the natural world and connect them to science. So we have information guides. There's nature journaling, which is a lot of fun for families to get together and kind of document the natural world around them. And then there's also a lot of lesson plans that don't necessarily require a device. You can do these programs offline. And we ask a daily Weekday Wonders question of the day during our Facebook Live event. So we're connecting what we're doing with those Facebook Live opportunities to this programming that you can do in your homes and do in the yard right around your home and kind of explore the natural world. And beyond that, we've got another fun feature on our website right now. Bill Haley, who's been our education outreach coordinator for more than 25 years, he travels to a lot of schools and libraries and public venues delivering educational programs to the community. And right now he's doing a naturalist blog, a naturalist notebook, again, kind of emphasizing the fact that there's a lot going on in nature that's right around your home, and you can explore that safely and learn and see some of the cool things that are happening in nature, especially in springtime when you have a lot of wildflowers popping up. You've got a lot of migratory birds that are coming through the area. You have turtles that are coming out for the first time. Our box turtles are starting to roam around now. It's April and May, and there's just a lot of really fascinating natural activities that are happening right outside our doors.
On the line right now, we have Tom Benson. He's the Director of External Affairs for the Tennessee Aquarium. It's a very special day for the folks at the Tennessee Aquarium, as it is the 28th anniversary of the Tennessee Aquarium, located in the heart of Chattanooga, Tennessee.
So we just put out a new video on our YouTube channel. It's 15 minutes of relaxation, and this is a great video. It shows our otters and some of our fish just kind of gently swimming around in their habitats, and it's set to some music. And if you need a little break from everything and you want rest and relaxation, you can pop that up on your mobile phone or your computer and just enjoy the scenery and just kind of relax a little bit. So we've been trying to be a resource for families while we can't actually welcome guests to our facilities at this time, but we have done everything we can to provide a lot of resources, a lot of fun videos, a lot of animal content, a lot of information, a lot of science education, and all kinds of activities for kids through our website and through our social channels. So there's a lot going on right now. And I would remind everybody that we're a nonprofit organization, and again, we are not supported by any state or local monies. What we typically rely on is the admissions to take care of our daily operational costs. And since we've been closed since March 13th, it's really been difficult for us continue, you know, doing all the things that we do here. And so we would ask that if anybody has the ability to give a little bit, go to our website and click on the donate button in the upper right hand corner of the website. That takes you to the contribution page for our emergency operations fund. And we would appreciate any gifts that people could give at this time.
I appreciate the fact that you have made it available for families, deserving families, to be able to go visit the aquarium through the Mark White Show. That has been a really good thing that we've been able to do. I'm looking forward to, as yourself, to the day that the Tennessee Aquarium can open back up and that more families can enjoy that journey in person.
Thanks, Mark. Yeah, we probably will not, because of protocols that are in place set forth by Governor Lee's office here in the state of Tennessee. It's very unlikely that we will open during the month of May. Right now we're targeting early June for reopening. So we're looking forward to that. And we are doing everything we can to do this in a manner where we will only allow a certain number of people in the buildings each day. We are going to increase all of our cleaning protocols and put a lot of safety measures in place, because we want people to have a great experience, but we also want them to be comfortable and to be able to relax and enjoy the experience, knowing that we've done everything we can to protect them and to set an atmosphere that's safe. So again, we'll limit the number of people. We will set up an online ticketing center where you can purchase your tickets in advance, and you will know what time you'll be able to enter the building. So there won't be a lot of time where you're waiting anywhere to get into the buildings. You'll purchase your tickets for, say, 11 o'clock, and when 11 o'clock arrives, you'll be able to go enter the buildings and have a great time seeing our animals. So it'll be a little bit of a different experience, but we know it'll still be a great experience for families, and we know that it'll be one that will be appreciated because it will be so relaxing and enjoyable.
The Mark White Show is in your corner, Tom. I'll help the Tennessee Aquarium however I can. Just reach out to me and let me know what I can do to help moving forward.
You're a great friend, and we appreciate that. We look forward to welcoming folks back soon.
Folks, we've been talking to Tom Benson. He's the Director of External Affairs for the Tennessee Aquarium. The mission of the Tennessee Aquarium is to connect people with nature and empower them to make informed decisions about water and wildlife. I hope you have enjoyed this special edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. This is The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Spread a little love before your chance is gone. We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.